Good morning. This is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. First up, a quick recap of the previous session. The domestic stock market failed to hold on to opening gains yesterday. It was weighed down by broad-based profit booking, while small and mid-caps extended their slide on rising concerns over high valuation. The mid-cap index fell more than 2% as the PSU basket witnessed profit booking. The Nifty 50 settled 166 points lower at 21,616, while the S&P BSE Sensex closed over 500 points lower at 71,072. Foreign institutional investors, that is FIIs, net bought shares worth 126 crores, while domestic institutional investors, that is DIIs, purchased 1,711 crore worth of stocks on February 12th, as per the provisional data from NSE. Well, that was about yesterday. Now, in terms of cues to track today ahead of the session, following the February 2024 quarterly review, NMDC, GMR Airports, Union Bank, BHEL, and Punjab National Bank have entered the MSCI Global Standard Index. Well, apart from these new additions, the index providers also increased the weights of Zomato, DLF, MRF, Hindalco, Interglobe Aviation, Dr. Reddy's, Hero MotoCorp, HDFC AMC, Lupin, Astral, 197 Communications, and Bandhan Bank. Now, globally, stock indexes were little changed yesterday. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 ended down slightly after hitting a fresh intraday record high. The MSCI World Stock Index was flat after touching its highest level since January 2022. US's January Consumer Price Index report is also due later in the day, while the US Producer Prices report is due later in the week. Investors are also eager to see Thursday's US retail sales data. Meanwhile, expectations of a Fed rate cut at its next meeting have fallen, as some recent data has suggested that the economy remains robust. Now, talking about Asia-Pacific markets, which mostly rose this morning as more markets returned to trade from the Lunar New Year holiday, including South Korea and Singapore. Japan's Nikkei rose 1.8% on its open, crossing the 37,000 mark. Should the Nikkei sustain its gains and close above this mark, it will reach a 34-year high. It first crossed 37,000 on an intraday basis on February 9th. South Korea's Kospi was up more than 1% as it returned to trade, with a small cap KOSDAQ rising 1.28%. In Australia, S&P AX 200 started the day down marginally, marking a third day of losses. Markets in China remain closed for the week due to the Lunar New Year holiday. Hong Kong is closed today but is set to resume trading on Wednesday. Now, in the cryptocurrency market, meanwhile, Bitcoin has hit the $50,000 mark for the first time in more than 2 years. This comes as the world's largest cryptocurrency was buoyed by expectations of interest rate cuts later this year and last month's regulatory note for US exchange-traded funds that are designed to track its prices. Now, speaking of domestic markets, several important results to track today. These include Eicher Motors, Hindalco Industries, Siemens, Z Entertainment Prices, IRCTC, Bharat Heavy Electricals, Bosch, National Aluminium Company, Gujarat Gas, India Bulls Real Estate, Inox India, Oil India, and Sula Vineyards, among others. Now, some of the stocks in news are Coal India, which has reported consolidated profit at 9,000 crore for the third quarter of FY24, which is a 17% growth over a year. This was backed by higher other income and a healthy operating margin with a fallen input cost. Now, revenue from operations grew 2.8% year-on-year to 36,150 crore for the quarter ended December. Now, JSW Neo Energy, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of JSW Energy, has received a letter of awards for a wind capacity of 500 megawatt from Solar Energy Corporation of India. So the stock might react to that. The Steel Authority of India has also reported results. The state-owned steel company has recorded a consolidated net profit of 423 crore for the October to December period, which is a decline of 22% on a high base as in the third quarter of last year. So revenue from operations has fallen 6.8% year-on-year to 23,350 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Hindalco's US subsidiary, Novelis, has recorded net income attributable to common shareholders at $121 million for the quarter ended December. This implies a tenfold growth over $12 million in the year-ago period. Net sales, however, have decreased 6% year-on-year to $3.9 billion for the quarter, driven by lower average aluminum prices as shipments were in line with the prior year levels. Meanwhile, GIFT Nifty was trading 0.1% lower at 21,728 at around 7:30 a.m., indicating a flat start for the domestic market. Well, those are the cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off.